today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, August crop reports from the National Ag Statistics Service will come out later this week and will give growers a better idea of the crop progress and conditions so far. But what we do know is that it has been hot and dry in many parts of the state. And UGA Extension entomologist Philip Roberts says that's a formula for stress and insects.
As cotton begins to bloom, of course, stink bugs is one of our primary pests. We do have stink bugs in the field now, so we really want to encourage our growers to get out there and look.
Another concern?
Corn earworms or boll worms.
Which Robert says will again be primarily an issue on blooming cotton.
Even with the two-gene BT cottons like Bolgar 2 and Wide Strike, we still want to encourage consultants and scouts to be looking close, paying particular attention to the uppermost blooms on those plants.
And Robert says that it's especially important for farmers to pay close attention to insects during this time.
Really, from an insect control standpoint or an insect management standpoint, it's a season-long deal from thrips, you know, addressing those at planting. But once we begin setting fruit, once we begin squaring, basically to we defoliate, we need to be on top of insects.
And don't forget those previously mentioned crop reports due out Thursday, August 12th. Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we'll have all the details regarding your cotton crop. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.